Welcome to REHDOWG Random Thoughts. I'm REHDOWG. Out here in the basketball court. Such a beautiful day out. Decided I'd do it outside again. You know? So, today, what I want to talk about is...
Neighbors from Hell.
The inconsiderate neighbor. Now, I don't think that I'm blowing it out of proportion. I'll just tell you what's going on and you let me know if you think I'm blowing it out of proportion, because I don't think so. Now, you know, I could understand not everyone could work during the day, but for the most part, I think our bodies are set up where we're awake during the day and we sleep during the night. I don't think I'm wrong in that. So, do you agree with me so far? Yes. But we all can't sleep at night because the world doesn't stop. There's criminals and thieves and certain things gotta be done with the hospitals and all this type of stuff. So we all can't work during the day and sleep at night. But there's a little word called consideration for your fellow human. Consideration for your fellow human. Some people don't have that. Folks, I have this, I don't even know what to call them. I want to call them vampires, really. Because you know how vampires, they do everything at night, and during the day they're as quiet as a mouse? These people are like that. They gotta be in their early 20s, if even that. Young couple. And, okay, I could understand. People have sex during the night most times and or early morning when they wake up. But goodness gracious, what is he doing to her? I mean, the noises that comes out of her mouth is excruciating. I can't even describe the noise, like a wildebeest in the wild or something. Some type of mating call or whatever it is. It's excruciating, folks. You have to hear this thing to believe it. Maybe one night when they wake me up, I'll start the videotape so you can just hear the noises that I'm talking about. Goodness gracious. Woo! But anyway, picture, I'm putting that aside. I could understand that. I mean, who knows what he's doing to her? I mean, maybe they're into some crazy fetishes like the fisting or maybe footing or heading or something. Who knows what they have out there? But God, put a muzzle on her. But anyway, I could live with that. Sometimes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, they're doing the wild funky monungma, whatever you want to call it. But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning to start cleaning the house with loud vacuums and furniture moving? I mean, who does that? This is what they do. It's happened like 4 or 5 times. I think that's too much. Oh man, I'm telling you, I work in the daytime. I need my rest. I have to sleep. I go to bed probably about 11, 12 o'clock. I don't need to be awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, I think that next time this happens, I'm gonna complain to the condo association. I like to be a nice neighbor, not causing any problems for anyone or anything, but it's not possible, not with these people. They've pushed me to the edge and I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. So, I think that I'm not blowing it out of proportion when I say these people are neighbors from hell. They're a nightmare. The guy, I think he's on heroin. Every time I see him, he's always got these dark shades on. You can't see his eyes. I think he's on something. Because the way how they throw stuff around in the middle of the morning and the nighttime is just really crazy. I just don't understand it. So, I think that those people need to be taught a lesson. And, you know, being a gun owner, I have to stay out of confrontations as much as possible, because I don't want to go up there at 2 o'clock in the morning knocking on the door, because if I go up there knocking on the door at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not going up there for crumpets and tea or for a cup of coffee. So I'm going to try really hard to be a good neighbor, but I'm definitely going to have to write a letter to the condo association, because it's just too much. It's beautiful out. Algae is starting to act up, though my eyes are watering. The people are out there having picnics. As you can hear, they're playing basketball, so it's a good day out. So I'm hoping to watch the Celtics lose tonight, or this afternoon rather. And that'll be a good thing. So I want you to know what you guys think. Do you think I'm overreacting? I mean, this is why I need to live alone in a single family home. I really gotta work hard to just not live above or below anyone, just have my own place for myself where I don't have to deal with this. I mean, I'm a musician. I'm the one who should be up all kinds of crazy hours making noise, making my music, but they're the ones that I've been looking for. Wait, that's the Obama line. Never mind. What am I talking about? They're not the ones I've been looking for. Oh boy. Anyway, do you guys have neighbor problems? What could you guys do about it? Would you go up there knocking the door and say, knock it off? Or would you complain to the condo association? I mean, if I go up there and I cause havoc, they know where my car is, and I don't want any problems. Because like I said, I'm a gun owner, and I have to keep a even low key, you know, because I don't want to end up in trouble. Government is already trying anything that they can to limit the amount of guns that we have, so I don't need to give them any more ammunition, so to speak. So anyway, I think I'm gonna go join them and play some basketball. Sunday thing. So until next time, tell those neighbors to know their role and shut their damn mouth. I'm also the tourist, I'm a commander, I want run me out. Them sort of thing make me get dangerous. Get dangerous and then me get anxious. If they want conflict in a disarmaka, coop, and them a drop on the ground. Listen to the gang, cause me don't be strong. Cause they make a fool to me fresh and me young. I'm out about them, yeah, they don't go gun. Open up your exit in the situation. You don't have a girl, but they never see run. Come in a me yard, but quarter turn. What you know, ram and jam in a middle section. They was gonna hug his son, but they never throw none. Boy go to school, but the boy is dumb. Yes, me, I got that.
Dogs ran the fox. Ray dogs ran the fox. Ray dogs ran the fox. Ray, here we go. The guests ready for the show. I got nothing for y'all. Just open up your ears and your eyes, and you will learn what I got to do.